Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray from Ephesians 3:16 through 21. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would grant us according to the riches of your glory to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may continue to dwell in our hearts by this one faith, that we being rooted and grounded in the love of the Father displayed on the cross in the death of his Son, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of the Father's love for us, and to know the love of Christ displayed on the cross, which passes all comprehension, that we might be filled with all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power of the Holy Spirit that works in us by this one faith, unto God the Father be all the glory, in the church by Christ Jesus, living in us through all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that the seed would spring forth into eternal life and yield 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. Amen and amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, God is my witness how I have travailed in prayer and tears over the souls of you, my listeners, until the risen Lord Jesus be formed in you. While I suffer great persecution, oppression, and affliction from devils activated and empowered by religious hypocrites in this area, I am only sharing in the suffering of the risen Lord that is suffering inside of me, because his glorious gospel of the kingdom is being rejected by the masses. Because the risen Lord is alive in me by this one gospel, I have in my heart a burning desire that you, the listeners, would become a partaker with me of the heavenly grace given to me through this glorious gospel of the kingdom of God. God is my witness that it is the risen Christ himself and his infinite mercy inside of me that pursues after your souls for salvation and sanctification through this one gospel which I preach, in order to present you to Christ as a chaste virgin delivered from every false religion that only seeks to hide or cover your sin nature, which separates you from an eternal love relationship with God the Father. No man can pursue after your soul and endure the suffering I have been subjected to without giving up. It is impossible for any man to love a religious hypocrite. But with God, all things are possible. It is not me, but the risen Christ inside of me that contends for this one gospel with such zeal, because it is the only gospel that is able to save and sanctify your immortal soul. The gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified is the only gospel with the power of God unto salvation to deliver sinful man from his sinful nature and to bring him into the kingdom of God through the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus through faith in the cross. And when I call out the names of preachers that are demonically motivated to worship and serve Satan by preaching his numerous false gospels, the devils and the hypocritical religious leaders and their followers that worship and serve Satan in their churches persecute and oppress me simply because the gospel of the kingdom exposes those who seek to hide their sin nature with their religion. And instead of coming to the light that is in the gospel of the kingdom, the religious hypocrites love to serve Satan through their sin nature more than they love God, because they love the darkness which is in every false religion the devil gives them, which hides their sin nature and blesses them with the temporal things of this world, pleasures of sin for a season. My beloved brothers and sisters, in Romans 16:17, we're admonished to mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and to avoid them. Any preacher that does not preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified is an offense to this only gospel that saves, and he seeks to divide the focus of your faith away from a baptism of death with Jesus Christ, which will separate your eternal soul away from an infinitely loving God for all eternity. If your faith is separated from this one gospel, you will die forever and be separated from God forever in an eternal hell. And how do we mark these false brethren and false apostles and prophets with the marks allowed on their forehead? No. We call out their names. Preachers like Anthony Mangan, Mark Hankins, Joshua Darrow, Apostle Melvin Tisdale, Apostle Broadnax, etc., etc., etc. These men do not have God because they are not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. They are not preaching and living Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They are in fact serving and worshiping Satan, and some of them are demonically possessed. How do I know these preachers are demon-possessed? I know it through personal experience of sharing in the suffering of the resurrected Christ which is inside of me that they seek to kill. This is just a short list of some of my experience with demon-possessed preachers and their demon-worshipping followers. A Word of Faith prosperity preacher calls me on the phone after my wife's death, and in a sadistic glee in a demonic voice says, "We got your wife and you are next." And he preaches on TV every week. A Seventh-day Adventist preacher enters into my bedroom in a spiritual out-of-body form and stabs me in the back with a knife and runs out of the room. In great pain and struggling to even breathe, I roll over in my bed and observe a local preacher, Seventh-day Adventist preacher, that preaches on the radio and TV, running out of my room in an out-of-body form. A member of the United Pentecostals of Alexandria, on several separate occasions, breaks into the church and steals 4 computers and other electronic equipment from the church that cripples our efforts to present this glorious gospel of the kingdom. And then one day, we catch him in the act red-handed, and as we are ushering him out of the church building, he says in a desperate plea, "Pray for me." Sir, if you don't receive the gospel of the kingdom, there is no hope for you. This member is in bondage to the devil that is in Anthony Mangan. Numerous men and women have come to this ministry supposedly called to help in the ministry and desert their foxholes in the heat of the battle because a total sacrifice of self is required to serve the Lord. The apostasy in the church is so bad and the battle is so intense. It is like a war scene I saw in a movie where the enemy had overrun the Allies' position and a commander was calling in artillery fire on his own position and telling his troops, whatever they do, not to get out of their foxholes. Whatever you do, saints, don't get your eyes off of faith in the cross. The weapons of our warfare in this world are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Because this word is in the realm of time, and our fight is a fight that is in the realm of eternity. This world and all the desires of the things of this world are in the realm of time, and they have a beginning and an ending. Hell and the devil are in a timeless realm of eternity, and we need a timeless, eternal weapon to fight them. This is the victory that overcomes this world in the realm of time. That is, an enemy of God, the flesh, that is at war with God in all of its lust and desires of the things of this world, that hates God and the devil that is in the realm of eternity, even our faith in the depth of our flesh nature and all of its desires for the things of this world, even our faith in the timeless love of God displayed on the cross that exchanged my sin nature for His divine, timeless, resurrected love life that is bigger than death and hell and time and all eternity. The only gospel with the power to impart this one timeless faith for this love life that never ends and is bigger than eternity into our lives is the gospel of the kingdom. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This one timeless faith imparted through this one gospel is our only hope of obtaining and living the love life of Christ that is more abundant to carry us out of this time realm into an eternal love relationship with God Almighty. This is our victory in this world, in the realm of time, even our faith in our death with Christ on the cross. Satan fights against us with all his eternal resources to take away this one faith from us that is bigger than all eternity, because it is the only weapon we have in the realm of time to defeat all of his weapons of religious deceptions in the realm of eternity. We have to fight Satan daily to hold on to this one faith. This is the only good fight, and it is for our eternal life. We must not lose this fight to hold on to this one faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross, or else we will lose our eternal life with Christ. Satan will use well-intending, ignorant preachers like Kenneth Hagin, who God gave the principles of faith to. Satan will use them to focus our faith on things of the realm of time in order to steal the only timeless weapon we have to overcome him. In times past, God used to wink at our ignorance, but He is not winking anymore. He is commanding that all who hear this message of faith in the cross to abandon their life and their faith in things of this world in order to obtain and retain the eternal life He offers us through faith in the cross. If ignorant preachers like Kenneth Hagin and all of his followers and all of those that preach other gospels did not have a deathbed experience or repentance through this gospel, I seriously doubt they will be saved, because repentance can only be received at the preaching of the cross. If we lose the fight to hold on to this only timeless weapon we are given in this realm of time, we will lose our eternal life. But God's love displayed on the cross is timeless and is bigger than eternity. I have experienced in my death and resurrection, when I died of a drug overdose, and the prayers of my two grandmothers invoked the love of God that reached down into a timeless hell and drew me out of it to come to you and preach a timeless message of love displayed on the cross. If we have the love of God abiding in our hearts through the faith and the death of self with Him on the cross, then we can pray Kenneth Hagin and all these other demonically possessed preachers that are burning in hell right now. We can pray them out with our weapon of faith that is bigger than eternity. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ, equipped with this one eternal faith in a love displayed on the cross that is not willing that any spend a timeless eternity in hell. Repent and come out from every faith and every religion that is not one faith in the cross and a death of self daily, or you will lose your eternal soul. I've run out of time. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorne from Redemption Ground Bible Church. You can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.